This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of what I believe to be sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you join us, to be with us, to hopefully enjoy the show like I am. I enjoy the show. Probably does. Hopefully more than you do sometimes, I'm sure. But I know some of the topics I deal with you're not too crazy about. I get it. Whatever. You'll get over it. I'll get over it. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, not if you want to, go there. Head to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved in engagement. We have all kinds of stories up there. You can give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week. And I do mean once a week, right? And we let you know who's coming on the show and topics. If you don't want to get that, you can always stop subscribing to that. You want to get noticed by text alert? Then just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. That would be great as well. You know, and just get involved and engage. And if you head up to the website, help support the show. As I've been telling you that, you know, conservatives are being banned all over the place. And many of us make our money off of website traffic, you know, things that you buy or go to from our sites. So you've got a lot of website traffic now that's being, you know that Goggle, what do you call it, Goggle, right? You know, Google. They're doing a lot. And people, you know, when you talk about Google and YouTube and Facebook, they've got a lot of control, a lot. They've got the majority control of what moves across the interweb. So until we decide to push back and help out, I was talking to somebody today who's thinking about starting another online network, and I said, don't do it. There's like 30 or 40 or 50 of them now. And I heard those stories, you know, you had all these stories where Facebook and AOL, you know, Facebook took over for AOL because AOL didn't grow. It didn't feel the need to keep up. They didn't add new features to keep people interested and engaged. But these new networks that are popping up all over the place, but how many of you would actually really pay, you know, for a network at $9.99 a month? I don't know. I don't think many, because the networks that are out there aren't making much money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So support the shows in and of themselves. Find the ones that you like. You know, throw me $5.95 a month or $9.99 a month. I'll give you a lot of entertainment. I get enough of you guys, I might even get up and sing and dance once an hour. Anyhow, you know, but the conservative, your message going out here shortly is going to get squelched big time. Your message to the general populace, or our messages to the general populace to try to get them to understand and think, is really going to get squelched. Mark my words. And if we lose any of this and you didn't move on it at all, that doesn't mean you're just listening to a show. It means you're supporting some of these people or helping to get the message out. You're going to feel really bad about it. If you do absolutely nothing to help push the message, and at the end of the elections when we lose, you go, oh, well, that's a cop-out. All you need. Look what happened with President Trump when he came out to help the election last night in North Carolina. The base got rallied up, and they showed up. Most of the time, we do not show up. Conservatives don't necessarily show up for special elections, off-year elections, that kind of thing. If you head up to the website and you want to help me out, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that those on the left gave you, gave me, gave whoever, and they're not real. They really aren't real. I mean, they're real labels, but they don't mean anything which what they'd like to have you believe that they mean. Trump gets into, you know, it's really funny. I think with Clarence Tarr, you know, some of you can, or one of you can correct me if you wish. But I think last year, Clarence Thomas, when he saw what was happening with all these rulings from the Obama judges, and yes, there are Obama judges, sorry. He said the Supreme Court's going to have to probably do something about this. And I don't know if he meant he was going to have to do it on their own. But the fact that you have activist judges on the benches across this country, you got a judge that they shop in San Francisco that puts a countrywide injunction. That's way too much power for him or her. There's a countrywide injunction, and now the Supreme Court has to jump in and go, will you guys knock it off? We want to go on vacation. The High Court sided with President Trump's controversial bid to deny entry to Central American refugees. I don't know. Why is that so controversial? I'm really curious about that. It shouldn't be. He's making a move to protect the country. In a late evening ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, justices undid a lower court order that had blocked the Trump administration's new policy in several states along the southern border. You know, and this is the Supreme Court. So we can't send it to another, they can't send it somewhere else at this point. Now, under the policy, asylum would automatically be denied to anyone who passes through another nation without first seeking that country's protection. I've been talking about that on this show. Look, if you're honestly, and some of you with children will be right on board with me, if you are honestly trying to get away from a bad situation, away from a killing situation, a violent situation, and you've got no money, you've got no sneakers, you've got no backpack to speak of, why would you not stop in the first safe place you could find? So you could get some food and some help. Right? Now, this is a big Supreme Court win, by the way. Don't belittle this or boil this down. This is a big win for Trump. Talk more about it on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, you'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I think it is. Maybe that's what I should call each segment, a session of sanity. 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean this conversation. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us, and I mean that. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on as we speak. All right. Let's get to it. I want to have some fun here with this. You know, President Trump, they just hate him. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh was talking about this the other day, and he said he was with the president, 4, 5, 6 months after he won. And the president was sure. He said, look, the thing that perplexes me is I can't figure out why the country hasn't come together yet. Now, I'm not putting down President Trump, but I figured he was smarter than that. Right? I mean, think about it. Everything they did to him, and he thought they would come together. No, sir, they hate you. They just simply hate you. So, with that said, Limbaugh said he just, we said to him, he looked at him and goes, no, they hate you. They will never like you. They will never accept you. All right? And the bottom line was, you need to truck forward and not give a crap as to what they think and do what you know is right to do. And I thought it was interesting because he basically told him the same thing. Look, I run my political career. The guys that I know that are successful, the people that I know are successful, they do it the same way. Their attitude is, I got elected to serve the people, to do the right thing. They're trusting me to do the right thing. And that means you have to do what you know in your heart is right. Not what you think, how do I put this? It's not my personal opinion that I think is right, and then force it on the people. I have to look at the people I'm representing and decide. You know, it's like when the Dems run for office or when they do try to pass certain bills, they are fantastic at, 13% of my constituents are black and 11% are Asian, and they got all the numbers down. So therefore, the decisions I make, we're going to protect this community, that community, whatever. I don't kind of do that. I don't care about the percentages. I look at the people as a whole, right? Look at the neighborhoods as a whole. What's missing? What do our kids need? What are the things that will truly help them when they leave this area? Because this isn't the only place on the planet. Right? I'm serious. you stick to what you know is right. You know what's right for the people. Not that you're holier than them, not that you're smarter than them, but you've got to, look, these people working, they're working their 9-to-5 jobs. They're not paying attention every moment to what's going on in their community, and that's the elected official does. He or she can. They have people in the field. They can get the information they need to help move things forward and give the community what they need or help the community get out of the situations they're in where they need. So, Mr. President, you just keep trucking forward, doing the right thing, doing what you believe to be is right, doing what those people around you. Like with Bolton, he fired, oh, my God, the Dems were, I can't believe he fired this guy. And you go, wait a minute, you didn't want to hire him in the first place. This is what proves that they're liars. They're disingenuous. Every time Trump's, go all the way back to Comey. Remember when the Dems were saying he has to go? He's a bad man. He has to go. He's a incompetent. And then all of a sudden, he's God's gift to ice cream. And when Trump let him go, at the behest of somebody else that worked with him, Trump was trying to do a cover-up. I wonder if it would have been the same thing for Hillary. Would Hillary have been accused of doing a cover-up if she got rid of Comey? And God forbid had become president? I'm just asking. Anyway, Supreme Court came down and handed Trump a victory. Actually, I'm going to say they handed the Americans a victory, not Trump. But, we really need to stop doing it because that drives the wedge in us against them. And it only makes sense because, as I was saying before, if you're coming up here from another country, why would you pass through one or two other countries to get to the U.S. unless you've been told you're going to get in with no problem, you'll have food stamps, food, a place to live, a heated apartment, unless you're told all of that. Under the policy, asylum would automatically be denied to anyone who passes through another nation without first seeking the country's protection. Which is right, only makes sense. Trump did tweet shortly after they came down with the ruling. As far as he was concerned, it was a big win. And again, it just goes to show you where the federal judges are at. That, Chief Justice Roberts was wrong. You do have liberal Obama judges. You do have judges that are legislating for the bench. Rick Green made from Wall Builders. Go to rickgreen.com. Got some great stuff there. But he made a comment that's so true. It's like, listen to the judge's rulings. Other than saying the word, that's unconstitutional. They don't refer to the Constitution. They refer to a judge from, 1921. They should be referring to the Constitution and writing out why they believe that's what it means. They don't do that. The only two dissenting votes, if you guess, the dead lady and Sotomayor. Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sotomayor. I go on to say that, once again, the executive branch has issued a rule that seeks to upend longstanding practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution, Sotomayor wrote. Although the nation has long kept its doors open to refugees, and although the stakes for asylum seekers cannot be higher, the government implemented its rule without first providing the public notice and inviting the public input as required. We don't have the time. There are times when you just have to ask. Act. Meanwhile, a lawsuit to stop the new policy continues to work its way through the lower courts. Until that's resolved, the Supreme Court ruling allows the administration to impose a new policy everywhere. So, look, if they thought it was that egregious, if they thought it was that off, they would have stopped it. Now, notice again, even in Sotomayor, she doesn't give a constitutional ruling. She doesn't say this is unconstitutional because clause this, section that says this. No, she says it's a long-standing ruling. We do a lot of things that are legal, even at the governmental level, because we've always done it that way. And that's sick even in and of itself. Don't forget to be your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate your time with me. Go up to the website during the break and give me your email address. I want to send you stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has handed the Trump administration a victory in its bid to limit asylum applications at the southern border. The court has removed an injunction on the plan to deny asylum to anyone who passes through another country on their way to the U.S. border. The Trump administration has announced plans to pull vaping products off the market. Health Secretary Alex Azar says they're being purchased by kids.
In spite of
our best efforts at enforcement, at retail enforcement.
There are hundreds of cases of lung illness from vaping, including teenage users. President Trump says he's working with Senate Republicans to create some type of legislation that reduces gun violence without violating the Second Amendment.
We're looking at background checks, and we're looking at putting everything together in a unified way so that we can have something that's meaningful.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
You'll listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Those are real men. Remember them with the beards and the ZZ top? Some of you remember them. Some of you go, view. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. So much going on the website. Good stories that we post up there on a daily basis. You can also, check out the, the little button. What's that say? Donation. Hit the donation button. Really, give up a cup of coffee, give it to me so I can have a cup of coffee. Anyway, we're talking about, President Trump's win with the Supreme Court today, which is great. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, today. Okay. It really was great because I'm tired, and so is Justice Clarence Thomas, tired of the lower courts taking the law into their own hands, ruling from the legislating from the bench. And they need to start deciding, does it fall in line with the Constitution or not? They can't try to guess what Donald Trump was trying to do when he wanted to do this. Because, what the Democrats do now is when you say, well, wait a minute, it's exactly what Obama did. They say, yeah, but Obama didn't hate immigrants. Well, Trump doesn't hate immigrants. He hates people who break the law, but doesn't hate immigrants. I know that. The ruling which shifts decades of American and foreign policy means that refugees from Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador, most of whom are fleeing violence and poverty, can't seek asylum in the U.S. if they didn't go to Mexico first. Look, he's cutting back. I mean, we just did a story the other night. What was it? It's dropped by 69% or 60-some-odd percent. People trying to rush the border, get over the border. They know now they can't walk in. They know now they can't take advantage of those rules anymore. What about those Demorats? No, I'm not putting the other words in there. Demorats. That's right, you heard me. That went to Mexico to try to work with some of them over the break on how to get them into the country. Maybe they should go to jail. Now, if you're looking to help your son or daughter, if you're truly running away from violence and you get to a safe and sane Mexican city, why wouldn't you stop there? Because Maybe you don't really want the help. After the Trump administration announced a new policy in July, a federal judge in California. Wow, there's a surprise. You know, we've talked to Brad Dacus about this from Pacific Justice Institute. He said they do shop judges. Right? They do shop for the judge that might be the most friendly towards them. After the Trump administration announced a new policy in July, federal judge in California blocked its enforcement. You know, they were ready to go. Ruling it would violate existing immigration law was improperly rushed into effect, but the Justice Department took the case to the Ninth District Court of Appeals in San Francisco and also asked the Supreme Court to let the government carry out the restrictions while the case is in appeal. So we'll see what the Ninth, you know, again, the Ninth Circuit Court now got a whole different makeup. It's no longer the most liberal court makeup of a court in the country. And you know what I think? I'm kind of in agreement with President Trump on this one. It needs to be broken up. They really do need to be broken up. Way too much, too many things going on. They can't get to them. They're not on the same page as mainstream America, if you would. And that's another thing. Can I rant for a second? I usually do anyhow. It is my show. But, you know, when it comes to these judges, when it comes to what's going on out there, I think that what they should be doing is they should truly be looking at what the Constitution or the case in state for Supreme Court, what the local Constitution, the state Constitution says. No more guessing, no more feelings, no more I think we ought us. These people truly need to do what the law says. You don't like the law? If Congress doesn't like the law, AOC doesn't like the law, you're in Congress. Change the darn law. It shouldn't be that hard for you. You think it's because that they don't want the aggravation? Just curious. Again, email me, joe@therealside.com, or, you know, you can, just email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you've got an issue, a question, you can call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Most of you won't, you just send the questions. Okay, for you greenies out there, for those of you who think green is the way to go no matter what because it's the best thing on the planet for you, now I've been screaming for years, according to what I've read, that the carbon footprint for an electric car is much bigger than that of a regular car, ultimately. Because they have to make the batteries, they have to get rid of the batteries. There's so much more to a green car than people want to talk about. Well, guess what? This is a story in Salon. Now, Salon is not known for its right-wing leanings. If anything, it's one of those hardcore left-wing loon publications. And they hate the right. In 2018, the International Energy Agency made a prediction that had the potential to disrupt the auto industry by 2030. They said there would be nearly 125 million electric vehicles owned by people around the world. That was a significant increase compared to the 3.1 million electric vehicles globally owned in 2017. Now, the uptake of electric vehicles is largely driven by the policy or the political environment, what have you. The IEA said in a report that the 10 leading countries in electric vehicle adoption all have a range of policies in place to promote the uptake of electric vehicles. I mean, everybody wants an electric car. Why wouldn't you? It's great for the environment. Doesn't put, you know, you're not burning gas. You're not dependent on fossil fuels. Well, except to generate the electricity that charges your car for that battery. But other than that, you're not, you know, dependent on fossil fuels. Cars and trucks account for nearly one-fifth of all carbon emissions in the United States. That's according to the Union of Concerned Scientists. Now, why would you take that information from the group that has everything to benefit? Well, we'll talk about that later. Fossil fuel vehicles, they emit an average of 24 pounds of carbon dioxide and other hazardous gases for every gallon of gas consumed. Right now, on the surface, emission-free electric cars, real significant improvement, right? But other regions of the world will suffer as humanity transitions to electric cars, specifically mining for lithium. And that's the essential element for the batteries used in the electric cars. Right? Portable electronics. And other battery-operated types of product. Now, they claim it's going to wreak havoc on the world's deserts. Lithium is found in the bright salt flats. In order to obtain lithium, holes are drilled into the flats and pump the brine to the surface. And that allows the lithium, the carbonate, to be extracted through the chemical process. Right? So, are you hearing this? They're having to drill in the desert, allow this stuff to bubble up. Then they use chemicals to create it or to harness it. So far, we're all green, right? Doing good? Last week, Bloomberg published a report. They detailed how the boom in lithium mining is irreversibly, Bloomberg, a lefty publication. Irreversibly. No fixing it. Not in 12 years. Not in 20 years. Not in those five-year continued spans that the eco-lunatics give us. They say it's destroying the local environment of northern Chile in their desert. Mining for lithium means that the removing large amounts of water, which means depleting the water supply for locals. The Tilposa Meadows in Chile used to be a shelter for shepherds traveling at night. Now it's become barren. How could that be? There's no grass. There's no water. And it puts a real strain on local farmers. All over mining for batteries for electric cars. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Your host. Welcome back. Hope you had a nice little rest for 3.5 or 4 minutes there. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Sign up for the text alerts. That would be nice. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I want to get back on with this because I want to get through it. Look, at the article is from Salon. Salon is not known as a right-wing hardcore conservative magazine by any stretch of the imagination, no matter how much you drink. Right? They're supposed to be along the ideological lines of all electric cars are good. Anything to get you off of fossil fuels is great and good and what have you. Guess what? No, not a problem. That's right. Out of Bloomberg now that they say. So Bloomberg published a report detailing how the boom in lithium is causing a problem, right? It's destroying local environments. It's destroying deserts because of the way you have to get it. You have to use chemicals to get it. The whole idea was that we use less chemicals, or in this case, less fossil fuels. Somebody just hates fossil fuels, and we have so many of them. We have the resources now. You know, don't you love, let me pause this story for 1 second here, but and say, isn't it great that the Democrats are pulling a Hillary? Don't you think? Look, they're all coming out. What are they going to do? They're going to kill coal. They're going to kill drilling. I mean, just all of this stuff that they're going to kill, they're going to put millions of people out of work. And then they're going to blame it all on the Republicans because we won't let them go green. We don't want to destroy the planet, according to Bloomberg and Salon, which are two reputable companies that they love. This is a problem. So I love it. I think it's wonderful. I think we need to put it right back in their faces. We need to take this stuff, turn it right back around, and hand it to them. Now, you know what's funny is the story we did last night about California passing a law that would no longer allow Uber and Lyft to call their drivers contractors. They'd have to be given a living wage. They would have to be given medical, all this stuff. And Uber and Lyft have come across and said, great, we'll just fire a bunch of drivers. Both of them will lose their jobs. We won't be able to handle it. That whole thing has been put together, both of those, on contractors coming and going as they please, deciding when to come to work. And leave it to the loons on the left to blow it, to screw it up. And now the drivers are out there protesting the companies, which I thought was great. They should keep it up. But you know how they can fix it? Stop voting Democrat. Not that the Republicans are that much better at times. So anyhow, the Bloomberg, both Bloomberg and Salon have put this piece up. They said that this lithium mining is irreversibly destroying the local environment. Right? But you need the lithium for the batteries for the cars. You know, and then how do you get rid of it? That's what I want to know. How do they plan on getting rid of this afterward? And in some places that they've mined, you talk about doing damage. So they're so worried about fracking. They're so worried about drilling for oil. And it's going to damage the ground. It's going to damage. It doesn't damage anything. Nowhere compared to what went on here. Because as they drill for this lithium, as they do the chemical process they need to make it happen, it drives the water out of the ground. So while they're depleting the water supply, you've got plants, trees, and other animals dying, right? There's no grass growing, so when the farmers and such come through, the herders, there's nowhere for them to rest or relax because the trees are dead because there's no water. The grass is dead, so the animals have nothing to graze on. They're geniuses, aren't they? We're fooling ourselves if we call this sustainable and green mining, said Christine Dorado, a Chilean biologist. The lithium fever should slow down because it's directly damaging the salt flats and the ecosystem in many countries across the planet. Now, Calm Energy Research Advisors estimate that the lithium iron industry is expected to grow from 100 gigawatts an hour, right? To 800 gigawatts an hour by 2027, right? And not just because of electric cars, right? Because lithium uses batteries to power all kinds of electronic devices, phones and other things, right? And a lot of this lithium is coming from South America's lithium triangle. It spans from Argentina to Bolivia to Chile. And apparently, that part of the planet holds over half of the world's lithium supply. Now think about that. Another major deposit is in Australia. So you tee off any one of those three countries, you won't play nice with them. What's going to happen to the lithium supply? Because we've never seen them do that before, right? Take it over. Right? Turn it into a government entity. Now, one of the biggest problems caused by the endless hunger for the latest devices, you know, for these that require these batteries, it's just terrible. One of the side effects is water pollution. The process of mining can affect local water, potentially poisoning communities, yet chemical leakage is also a major concern when it comes to lithium. The lithium carbonate extraction process, it harms the soil. Where are the eco-freaks? Right? They're so worried. Look at when you're drilling for oil, what do they? They go, well, if you can't control it, it starts leaking. If it starts pouring out. If. Well, none of these things I just mentioned, not a one of them is an if. They're all a it will happen. No guessing. It will happen. So if one of the side effects of the mining is that it affects the local water supply, it drops the water tables, that's not an if. It does. It poisons the water because of the chemicals you have to shove in there to drive the lithium to the top. Not an if. It does. Right? Then it pollutes the soil at the same time. Can't grow anything in that soil anymore. So the heck with feeding people, let's feed cars. You see what I mean? There's also concerns about how to recycle it. How do you recycle lithium? The eco-nonprofit Friends of the Earth note that the lithium recycling is fraught. Using the big words again. You know, the metal is toxic. It's highly reactive. It's highly flammable. Where are you going to dump that stuff? I just love it. This is great. It tends to be to incinerate or ends up in landfill due to very low collection rates. Can't keep track of it. The states have not decided yet how to deal with this. So they don't have no state has any real hardcore legislation on what to do with it. Then you got Friends of the Earth. They put out a statement. They say low collection rates, the low and volatile market price of lithium, and the high cost of recycling relative to primary production have contributed to an abundance of lithium recycling. The organization recommends further social and environmental impact assessments before we make any hardcore decisions. Yet, does that mean the electric cars are equally destructive as fossil fuel ones? Well, maybe or maybe not. But the idea that electric cars or anything with lithium batteries are green is definitely not true. I love this stuff. I think it's great. You know, we need to call them out more and more and more on their tomfoolery, on the stuff that they put out there and try to sell us as real. 855-REAL, write this down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I don't know if I could squeeze this in, but I may try it real quick. Because I always love talking about Trump's wins, especially at the end of the hour. Because then you sit there and you have to spew your own stuff, right? A recent report has proven that President Trump was right. And it's good news. Very good news. There could be potentially millions... There were potentially millions of illegal aliens, ineligible citizens registered to vote in many of the American elections all over the United States. They're now being removed from the voter rolls. There's been a successful lawsuit by a watchdog group called Judicial Watch. It means at least almost 2 million inactive and illegal registered names of voters rolls in California, gone. They're working on them right now as we speak. I would love to match up those names. See, but you can't do it. There's no way to know. Oh, I guess there is to a degree. You'll know at least whether they voted or not. It'd be great to match up those names that they're nixing and match it against the voter rolls to see if they actually voted in the last election. And then I would, you know, I'm just guessing here, but I would take all those votes away from Hillary and see how much she really went by. I'm just throwing it out there. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for just listening, paying attention, and getting involved and engaged. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come back tomorrow because we're going to be here. I don't want to be alone. God bless.